From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Russia have brokered a localized 48-hour ceasefire over the Syrian city Aleppo, where fierce fighting between government and rebel forces resulted in nearly 300 civilian deaths in the past 2 weeks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday said the truce, which went into effect midnight local time Thursday, appeared to have an effect on the violence.
Since then, we've seen an overall decrease in the violence in those areas, even though there are some reports of continued fighting in some locations, which does not surprise us because it only went into effect 1 minute after midnight, and we have to communicate, and we are working at that process of communication.
The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told an emergency session of the UN Security Council on the matter, the civilian suffering in Aleppo must stop.
Life for people in Aleppo is horrendous and has lost all sense. Access to basic and essential services such as water and electricity are sporadic at best. People are living under daily threat and terror.
Recent upsurge in fighting halted progress in reaching a political agreement between the government and opposition in Geneva. Meanwhile, rebel commanders have accused Russian artillery units of being involved in recent fighting for Aleppo. The death toll from last week's collapsed residential building in Nairobi, Kenya, has risen to 26, with three more bodies pulled from the debris, reportedly including the mother of a 6-year-old infant found alive in the wreckage Tuesday. The multi-story structure collapsed following torrential rains. It had been earlier condemned but not yet torn down. The building's owners are being questioned by police, although they have not been formally charged. This is VOA News.